was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. That's right, we're back. 7:05 in the morning, February the 5th. I keep wanting it to be January.
What's the date?
February the 5th. And our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And good morning to our guest on there, Sonny. Hello, Sonny. And,
good morning, Chad.
And guest. And of course, Bad Bob.
Well, good morning.
And so how are you feeling today, Bad Bomb?
Oh.
You're looking chipper. Yes. Is that the right word?
Chipper? If you say so, sir.
the right side of your face is smaller now than it used to be.
Yes. Last week it was quite pronounced, and I get to go back to the man who put my face in this condition and have him make it better.
There you go. And speaking of somebody whose face makes me crazy, it's Linda.
Gee.
That was
good. You
know,
you always give the weirdest segue. Can I just tell you, like, you put on pum? If that was an announcement on stage, I would come out and go, do I have an eyelash that's off or something?
No. Your face makes me crazy.
There's so many great things that are, in the headlines right now. We would really want to discuss with you everything that's going on. But first I want to tell you what the weather is, and then we're going to go to our Wells Fargo, minute. I always call it our moment because I love aha moments. Partly sunny today with temperatures around 63. It is currently 41 degrees in the downtown studios. How are you today? Tonight we have partly cloudy skies with temperatures around 38. Tomorrow looks like we're having about, highs are going to be 62, lows of 36. That's why you took my Uggs and brought them inside. I washed my Uggs, ladies and gentlemen, and put them outside for the sun to dry. Got up this morning and they were inside. I thought, well, I know they're smart, but they can't be walking by themselves. I asked you why.
Well, I said it's because I thought it was going to rain.
The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And right now, let's go to Chris Lasondak, who is from our Wells Fargo Markham Minute. Good morning, Chris. What's happening?
Good morning, Linda. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading session, and the markets are moving higher. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 125 points at 14,005. The S&P 500 adding 13 points at 1,509, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 18 points at 3,149. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 117 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America up at 24 cents at $11.72. General Electric up 26 cents at $22.57. Yum Brands down $1.74 at $62.20, while Pfizer's up 23 cents at $27.40. Of local interest, Safeway up 8 cents at $19.31. Costco up 96 cents at $103.43, and North Valley Bank down 86 cents at $15.77. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.01%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.27. Oil's up 64 cents a barrel at $96.81, and precious metals are higher with gold up 20 cents an ounce at $16.74.20, while silver's up 12 cents at $31.84. This is Chris Lasondak at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 right here on KCNR. They're going to give you the best advice possible for Wall Street, and you can give them a call at 530-243-7561 or stop by Park Marina Drive right here in Reading. The Wells Fargo Advisors.
I'd like to do a shout-out to all of the folks that call in from the Wells Fargo Market Minute. They make it – you know, they're trained obviously to be able to like give it to you quick. And, it's great to know silver's up to Harley Davidson's wherever they are. It's kind of hard to think that Harley Davidson's a commodity.
It's not. It's a stock.
Well,
no, Okay.
Well, some people think of it as a commodity, and the Wells Fargo advisors earn their name every day.
That's great. I love it.
Good people. And so glad to have them on.
All right. Looks like we're going to take a break here. We're going to come back. I have a couple things in my craw. I'd love to get your input. We would love to get your input because, you know, Carl's going to get on his roll. So I have just a few minutes here to kind of, you know, I've gone through some headlines. What do you guys think? Anyway, we're going to take a break here. Thanks for joining us this morning. KCNR 1460.
Poker your passion? River's Edge Poker Room inside Wind River Casino is your Valentine's Day hotspot for a fun, exciting, and lucky Valentine's Day. Grab a mate and play your cards right in our Valentine's Day Couples Poker Tournament February 14th at 6 p.m. Your $45 per couple buy-in will get you $4,000 in chips. Get lucky with the Valentine's Day Couples Poker Tournament on February 14th at 6 p.m. For details, call 1-800-YOU-WIN, log on to WindRiver.com, check out the River's Edge on Facebook.
Treat your sweetheart to a special Valentine's where you both get lucky. Make your date night reservations at Element's Restaurant inside Wind River Casino for our Valentine's dinner special. Charbroiled filet mignon and lobster tail, baked potato and seasoned vegetables, house salad and chocolate dipped Grand Marnier strawberries with a glass of champagne for only $50 a couple. After dinner, play your favorite slot machine with $10 free slot play on us. Call 1-800-YOU-WIN or log on to WindRiver.com. It's better on the river.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop, is having a half-price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price. Make your car look like new with half-off service that restores color and shine. Increase the value of your vehicle and will have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The half-price sale. Going on now at your local Maaco. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair, too. Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Maaco in Reading, 530-226-0992.
We love to hear stories from business owners like Dustin Ramsey of Impressive Lawn Care. Dustin purchased his third F-150 from Crown. And Dustin says, I went to several dealers, but came back to Crown again. They had the truck I wanted and for the best price. No pressure, and financing was a breeze. A nice experience and very cool place. Thanks, Dustin. We think it's pretty cool, too. Come see us at Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah!
Start the show right there.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. You know, she drives me crazy. You know, Bob, you couldn't have picked out a better one. A better butt music. She drives me crazy.
Instinct, boom, boom, sir. Boom.
Fine Young Cannibals. Yeah, the Fine Young Cannibals. She drives me crazy. It is
7:15
in the morning, yeah. And our phone line's here at 530-605-4567. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. Thanks for coming with us. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. The coffee at Espresso Joe's, great any way you want it. Finest. They will beat or meet any price in town on tobacco products. And veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. 30 years in the business supporting our community, Joe and Shelley have. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. All right. Go for it.
Well, I mean, I just want to have my little minute here about something I saw in the headlines. I really would love to hear from you. We actually would love to hear from you here. 605-4567. The headline is, the Boy Scouts organization is considering a change in its policy of no gay members or leaders. A proposal would leave the matter up to, get this, local units. It reads like this. Former Boy Scout leaders and activists on Monday delivered a petition with 1.4 million signatures to the Irving, Texas headquarters of the Boy Scouts of America, urging the organization to end its ban on gay members and leaders. Scouting executives said they were considering dropping the national ban during a three-day meeting that began Monday. A decision, if there is one, is likely Wednesday, the organization said. One of the people delivering petitions was Eric Anderson, whose son Ryan was denied an Eagle Scout badge last year because he's openly gay. The Boy Scouts is an American institution. What it does for young men is incredible, says Eric. To exclude a specific group of people just because they're born with a specific sexual orientation is just wrong. Now, the article goes on to say that Texas Governor Rick Perry, an Eagle Scout, told reporters he thought the ban should stay. He says he thinks most people see absolutely no reason to change the petition, and neither do I. And it goes on to see what the president says, which I don't really care to read. Wondering what you think.
Oh, the fact is it's a private institution. They can do anything they want. It's been proven in the Supreme Court several times, and you know, it's been taken to the Supreme Court several times. If this is what they believe in, then this is part of their tenets of their organization, and they have a right to believe anything they want. You know, it's like, it would be like any private club. If it's a private club, you can't force them, whatever the club is. If it's the, you know, I think the Masters, wasn't the Masters down in Augusta? It was an all-male, wasn't it an all-male club? And they, you know, and for, you know, they wouldn't allow women. That's why, you know, that women were not allowed in the club unless they were invited in there. I mean, it was a club and they were taken to court and it was said, it's a private club. Guess what? There are still some rights and privileges that, you know, Americans have. And one of them is if you and I start the club of, you know, feel good on Mondays, we don't have to let Bob into it. Nothing, though we would, but we don't have to let them in. I mean, I'm just talking about that. So, I think that what the Boy Scouts are looking at is saying, you know, to no longer make it a national level decision, but to make it a decision at each local chapter. So, but, you know, that's.
I'd love to hear your calls or your comments on the, in the chat room. And, you can remain, of course, anonymous if you've got something. We know people that have, their kids have gone through the scouting program. Kind of curious what, how you feel about it. I'm sure you've been approached with the subject before and you're in that, in the middle of this movement around us. How do you feel about it?
This is not something that people are going to talk about. They feel very uncomfortable with this. They feel uncomfortable in the sense of saying, well, you know what? They have a right to say that. I mean, they have a right to be any way they want. It's a private club. But to say out loud that, well, you know what? I think this is true. You know, like Perry says, he says, well, you know, I uphold their position. That you have people tell you that is going to be very uncomfortable for people. And I don't see, you know, maybe it's at this point in our society, maybe it doesn't make that big a difference. They opened up the military. So they did away with the don't ask, don't tell. And they're saying that it has had no effect on the military. And that could be the case. And now that that's happened, now they're getting ready to, they're trying to get the women into the combat arms fields of infantry and then, of course, Rangers, Special Forces. And there's a big push for that, which, of course, is ridiculous in the sense of not because they're not courageous or brave or mean enough. You know, it's the fact is they're not strong enough. They're not physical enough. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460, Community Radio for the North State. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gramavaglia.
Beef raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh.
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no, not there. Oh.
Ew. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Oh. She's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh. Dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
U Prep School is going places. Stanford, Harvard, Pepperdine, and you can help the students get there by participating in an annual fundraising event, We're Going Places, on Saturday, March 9th at the Reading Elks Lodge. Guests will enjoy casino-style gaming, dinner, and dancing to Reading's own Clear Cut. To learn how you can partner with us and to purchase tickets, go to myuprep.com or call 242-0424.
This is Linda Bott. You know, for years, I've tried to stay in shape. Sometimes life gets busy with family, work, activities, so it takes a commitment to take time to work out, and that's a good thing. I know I personally feel so much stronger, clearer, and that I have been good to myself when I do work out. So I go to Adamson's Peak Performance, hands down the gym of choice. The staff of highly skilled trainers approach you like a family. If you suffer from chronic pain or a recent injury, the team at Adamson's will design a program to help you be your best. Go to the experts at Adamson's Peak Performance. Feel safe, informed, fulfilled. It's more than a gym. It's a family. Adamson's Peak Performance also has boot camps. In fact, I'm in one right now. My husband has noticed a difference, and so do I. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli next to Yak's.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Good morning. It is 722 if you're getting around, getting ready to head on out. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Competitive prices, 4,000 happy customers, senior and veteran discounts, and competitive prices. Locally owned, family operated. What else can you say? Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane. Good people. All right, let's catch up on some things here. Of course, the child in Alabama was rescued, flashbangs into the place, and unfortunately had to kill the man that had abducted the child. I say unfortunately. You know, he had killed somebody already. He has, you know, he had had mental problems, but you know what? It was the child is what counted. The man had already had his chance. Heidi Hall. Have you heard that name? Anybody heard that name? Heidi Hall.
I think okay. In a song once.
Well, no. She is a Democrat who is now running against Doug LaMalfa. And she's running. She's starting right now. And Doug is supposed to be on today at in the 8 o'clock hour. She's works for environmentalist group. I believe she works for the state, I believe. But she knows it's going to be an uphill fight. But she wants to put together a coalition of Hispanics and women and thinks that she can unseat him. I'm not sure about that. We're going to have her on. We'll just have her on, see what her viewpoints are. You know, first of all, you know, it takes about $200,000 to $250,000 to get in, you know, through the primaries and then another $200,000 to run for Congress. Did you know that? Did it cost that much? Bad Bob, I can just write a check out for that. All right.
Yeah. Everybody. Yeah. Just,
yeah.
It's a rich man's game.
It's a rich man's. It is. Either that or you've got, you know, here's the thing I don't understand. If you're going to run for office, it takes money. But if you go out and ask for money, somehow that makes you bad. So it's okay if unions give you money, but it's bad if Anselmo gives you money. It's okay if five people give you $1,000 each, but if one person gives you $5,000, that's bad. And I'm still trying to understand that, you know. And then, okay, and what about this? There's a PAC out there, Political Action Committee, that you don't even control. And then they jump into the fight and they put things out. You're going, don't do that. Don't do that. But it's too late. It's happened. Happened to Bassetti. Okay, Chris Kyle. He's a Navy SEAL and author who wrote American Sniper. I hate to say this, but more, I don't know how else to put this, but he killed more of the enemy than any other man in history as a sniper. And had wrote the book and told of his stories and of his fellow SEALs in combat in Iraq and Afghanistan. He was murdered in Texas by a former Marine that he was helping him try and work through a PTSD crisis. This young Marine had been in a mental institution twice. And the way that Kyle was helping people is he would take them out onto a range into a hunting group. And it had worked before. They could reach them. And it was a way of getting them back, you know, with other warriors who'd been in combat, bring them back, help them, group, you know, almost like a group therapy. Well, unfortunately, this man killed not only Kyle, but Kyle's friend, a guy named Littlefield, stole his truck, said he sold his soul for a new truck. They captured him. He's in custody right now. But Chris Kyle, he several medals for valor while fighting as a Navy SEAL. Good news. Joanne Fabric is going to reopen the old Circuit City in April. Yeah, they're taking it, going to,
Joanne's.
Joanne's. And they're opening up. I mean, Circuit City's pretty good size. So they're bringing in all their shops right there. And also
is it Hartnell?
I think so. Yeah. Well, you know what? That's a big move. I mean, how do you fill that place up with fabrics? I guess it's a chain, of course, but.
Yeah, they've kind of won the fabric wars. Most other fabric chains have gone away. My wife has mixed feelings about Joann's.
Oh yeah.
Well, we bought some bulk fabric in there to cover chairs. They have so many other things. Like there's a lot of scrapbooking. They have little tchotchkes. They have everything that you could possibly. You know, it's not just fabric.
Okay.
There's a lot of other stuff in there
This would be like a Michaels of Fabrics kind of thing?
Yeah, exactly.
Where they cover all these other things. All right. Anyway, they're going to open up in April. That's good news. The bad news, not bad news, but news on hold is the Turtle Bay Hotels in limbo because of the ruling that says they've got to pay prevailing wage. You know, frankly, I need somebody. I'm going to have to get a union guy in here.
I want to hear
because what I'm hearing is it's not so much the prevailing wage as it's the prevailing wage that they're being charged, that they're being forced to pay is San Francisco prevailing wage, not Reading prevailing wage. And so I'm going to make a phone call today and see if that is true. And you know, they said the first time, here's the funny thing, is they said the first time, no, you didn't have to pay prevailing wage. And, you know, they'd had the funding and all this to get ready to go forward. And then now the second ruling, which overturned the first ruling from the same, by the way, the same people, has now put, you know, added probably, a couple $1 million to it, which is now put it on hold. The Lamont, you know, the Lamont Hotel here, 110 years old, is getting ready to start refitting next month. They're going to start making the bathrooms and the kitchens, you know, easier.
Help me where.
That's the one right down on by Deja Vu.
That's not the Lamont.
The Lorenz?
This Lorenz.
Oh, Lorenz.
Had me reaching there.
The Lorenz. They are.
Are you saying I can't read?
Well, I was. There. Everybody
are you saying I can't
you
read?
You could have glanced.
Lorenz.
No, Lorenz.
Okay.
Lorenz Hotel.
Yeah. Hey, look, I had everything right but the name. Give me a break here. Come on. I haven't even finished my first cup of coffee. You know what? Make a mistake in front. You know what? I'm expecting the red light to come on in 1,000 people.
That's a very historical. In fact, I think it was well, we have to find out the year that it was actually built, but it's had many lives.
110 years old. That should help us. 1902. How's that? All right. Hey, when we come back, we've got a lot of things to talk about.
When we come back, I want to tell you, I came across when I was, perusing the internet, 10 things men judge women most on.
Okay.
You're going to love this and it will shock you.
And I want to talk to you about a woman billionaire. You had no idea who she is, but we do. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. We're also going to get into gun control.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are looking much better this morning after yesterday resulted in the Dow's first triple-digit loss of the year. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's now up triple digits. It's official. Dell is being taken private in a $24.4 billion deal that also involves Microsoft and private equity firm Silver Lake. Company founder Michael Dell and Silver Lake are paying $13.65 a share in cash for the world's third largest computer maker, and Michael Dell will remain chairman and CEO in the largest deal of its kind since the financial crisis. And shares of Yum Brands are under pressure. The fast food chain's fourth quarter profit was down from last year, and the company said it's no longer expecting earnings growth for the year. After the bell, the parent of Taco Bell, KFC, and Pizza Hut reported an adjusted profit of 82 cents a share, down more than 5% from a year ago, though still in line with expectations. Revenue of $4.15 billion just topped the estimate. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Julian with Safelite Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safelite, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And Safelite emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for Safelite or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelite.com.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner at the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we sell emergency food pails, MREs, freeze-dried foods, heirloom vegetable seed packs, and of course, gold and silver coins and bullion, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But just as important as what we sell is what we buy. The Patriot is one of the largest buyers of what is called junk silver. These are dimes, quarters, and 50-cent pieces that were minted in 1964 and prior years. In most cases, those dealers who come in and out of town pay half of what we pay. And we never pay less than spot for your .999 gold and silver coins and bullion. So if you are in need of a little cash, come to the Patriot and let us give you our best quote. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at the Safeway Marketplace on East Avenue. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Center. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, winter's finally here. If you've been waiting to fill your tank, now is the time. We employ some of the best delivery drivers out there. So give Danny a call and get on the dispatch. And if you're in the mountains, you might see a dog sled pull up with a 55-gallon barrel strapped on it. We will get to you. Be patient. For all the folks with no power, we have a lot of portable heaters ready to go and odorless kerosene. If you need propane, we have 25 to 1-gallon bottles ready to go. Stop by the plant, even if it's raining, we'll go outside and wait on you. If you have a small heater or an older one and you want to trade up, give Johnny or Bobby a call. We'll see what we can do to get you into a new heater, or maybe a tune-up. With everybody using online for ordering fuel or paying their bills, Kathy and Sherry are feeling a little neglected. So give them a call and say hello. 241-2196. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Good morning, 7:35 in the morning. It is February the 5th. February the 5th. 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Whether it's a repair, emergency call, or just routine maintenance, Alliance Heating and Air is there for you. Go to their website, homecomfort.org, or give them a call at 530-221-2642. Been in the business since 1992, and they are really, truly, really good people.
Bill Marty and the gang.
They do what they say they're going to do. Yep. You know, that's the big thing.
They're going to do our big water heater job, and we have it done.
What is it that... After you do this, and I'm going to get into, the latest on gun control, but hit me with this.
Okay, what singles consider a must have? And here's what, this is really, really interesting. I'm going to give you 10 things men judge women most on. Okay, so the least amount, 9%, is on that little gadget electric device you carry. Guys don't really care if you're carrying a 5, a 4, a 3, or a 2. 13%, the car you drive. Okay, this is, of course, men judging women, okay? 18%, whether you think so or not, shoes. It's not a biggie for men when they look at your shoes and go, ooh, gonna date that girl, she's got hot shoes. Now, there may be a couple out there. 19%, your accent. Now, some people may think a Southern accent or a British accent or Australian, others are hot, but not, this is 19%. 37% will look at your nails and your hands, as you see, as we're increasing the important part of things that people look at. 40%.
Let me know when you get to my part.
40% have or do not have a tattoo. Like maybe people love tattoos.
They notice, but this is one thing they notice about women, if they have a tattoo.
It's 10 things men judge women most on. 40% have, hyphen, not having a tattoo.
Isn't that strange? I bet 10 years ago that wouldn't have even been in
the
top.
Never been in there.
Been on the radar.
Yeah. That's
funny. Well, because it's a thing. 45% will judge you on your clothes.
Okay.
51%, your hair.
I'll go with that one.
51% of hair. 55%, get this one. I love it. Your grammar.
I believe
your
that.
Your grammar.
No, I believe that. No, I believe that.
Absolutely.
You don't want to hear a girl say, ain't got no. I'm sorry. Right. Next.
Dim. All right.
Yeah, I mean, if you say dim, I mean, I'm not even sure where you belong.
How about dimmer?
Like, okay, here's what the top of the list is, and you guys are going to think it may have something to do with a body part.
Okay.
58%. Top of the list, 10 things men judge women on. Their teeth.
Teeth. Okay.
Your smile.
No, their teeth.
What? Your smile and your teeth. I mean, your teeth are,
figure is not in there.
Figure is not in here.
So it's on, the top thing that men look at for women is their teeth.
Teeth, their grammar, their hair.
Their hair. Wow.
Anybody can do that.
Anybody can do that.
You know, is your hair, you don't have to have a mane. Your teeth just have to be clean and nice. And you just say please and thank you and try to round out your words correctly.
Show that hair the inside of a shower once in a while.
And your cell phone doesn't matter.
Change the oil. All
right. I just thought that was great. Anyway.
Okay, now before I'm going to give one more of these kind of weird things, but then I'm going to get into gun control and Obama. And there's a couple other things, but one of the youngest female billionaires in the world lives right here in California. All right, now I will give, Linda knows already, but Bob, who do you think, okay, let me put it this way. She is the owner of a chain.
So it's not a .com thing.
Nope. Oh no.
I just suspected a tech thing.
A chain of what?
It's a chain of, Okay, I'll put it, restaurants.
Oh, really?
And there's one here in town.
All
right. Okay, they make some kind of noise so people think we're not off the air.
I'm searching here.
There's one right here in town, and you've been there.
I imagine that I have, but I'm at a lot, because I know the restaurants that come immediately to mind, I know who owned those, and there's no woman.
No. Well, this owns a chain of them. Okay, let me help you. 280 of these units in 5 states.
Okay, there's darn few restaurants in this town that would qualify under that.
Okay,
maybe.
You know, it could be, okay, when I say restaurants, it could be considered fast food.
Okay, that,
founded in 1948 in Baldwin Park.
Okay, the only, okay, it can't be Jack in the Box, can't be any of those.
So I was okay, like, I have a Pictionary
okay.
on the air.
All right. Her name is Lynn Torres. She completely owns the In-N-Out Burger chain.
I'll be darned.
Lynn
okay.
Torres owns it was founded by her grandfather in 1948.
Would not have guessed.
In 1948, in 280 units in 5 states. No formal management training and no degree. Now, the reason she owns this is her, of course, when her grandfather passed away, her brother or her father, who was well known, died of a prescription drug overdose when he was 49. Her brother, who then took it over, was killed in a plane wreck. Her grandmother ran it for a while, and then when she passed away, half of all the In-N-Out Burgers, the whole business went to her at age 30, and she's 30. She's been married 3 times, and now at age 30, when she hits 35, she gets the whole thing, the whole enchilada, you might say, or the whole burger. But she's had, like I said, no formal management training, no degree, and it's worth over $1 billion, and people close in the company say, oh, no, it's worth over $2 billion. And the reason is, and one of the reasons they believe is service. Incredible service.
And fresh.
They have not changed their menu for anything where
nope.
everybody else is floundering around. Oh,
nope.
Hey, do this, do this. They have not changed a thing. And people are going to their corporate officers begging them to open up an In-N-Out Burger.
I have, in fact, Nick Webb, the consultant, says that that chain is an example of marketing success because they have a good product. They stay consistent. Every time you go there, you know what you're getting.
That's it. And you don't have to think about it. All right.
We'll wait
Lynn
in line.
Torres.
Don't wait in line a lot,
right.
For things, but we'll wait in line. It goes rather quickly.
Yeah.
But, you know, when Carl's sister came from Tennessee, here's a woman could have anything that she wants.
That's right.
You know, it was her deal. She's in California. I just got off the plane. I want to go to In-N-Out Burger.
In-N-Out Burger.
What?
Yeah, like
okay,
we
went to In-N-Out Burger. Loved it.
Okay. Hey, look. Hey, can Jay hang on till we get back from the break?
We had a comment about In-N-Out. But
all right. Okay, Jay. What's your comment?
Cab driver, he's
yeah,
quick.
You'll be quick. What about In-N-Out Burger, Jay?
Good morning. You said the menus always do the same, but the key I think is good people. And since they pay much more than any other fast food joint does, they get the cream of the crop, the people, the morale's high, the service is excellent, it's quick, they get quality stuff, and as a result, people like it. And they don't feel guilty about going to get a burger because they feel like it's quality food.
It is, and you can drive by the window and you see them making the French fries, but you'll notice that you don't see piercings and tattoos. They don't allow that. It's kind of like a Disneyland. They've got to cover things. And when they come, they're always very, when you go to check out or ask for, I want a 1, a 2, or a 3, that's about what you get. I'll have a 1, a 2, or a 3. It's quick and you're waiting around and it just seems like it's a family environment. Like we're at a game, like a cheerleader, you know, like a high school game.
Yeah, it's an excellent setup. And, you know, in the age of outsourcing and, trying to figure out every way you can to pay as little as possible, they're investing in their people, they're investing in their product. And they're coming out way ahead as a result. So anyway, that was my 2 cents.
Okay, thanks a lot, Jay. You know, the one last thing we'll say before we take our late break here is the fact is that on the things they hand out on their paper products, we'll have some kind of a Christian saying on it.
Bible verse.
You know, or Bible verse. And, you know, they're not pushing it hard. It's just, it's there if you ever check it out. All right. Thanks a lot. We're talking about Lynn Torres, one of the youngest billionaires in the world and the sole owner of In-N-Out Burger. We'll be right back.
Ooh.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we sell emergency food pails, MREs, freeze-dried foods, heirloom vegetable seed packs, and of course, gold and silver coins and bullion, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But just as important as what we sell is what we buy. The Patriot is one of the largest buyers of what is called junk silver. These are dimes, quarters, and 50-cent pieces that were minted in 1964 and prior years. In most cases, those dealers who come in and out of town pay half of what we pay. And we never pay less than spot for your .999 gold and silver coins and bullion. So if you are in need of a little cash, come to the Patriot and let us give you our best quote. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at the Safeway Marketplace on East Avenue. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Center. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Reading School of the Arts presents Disney's The Little Mermaid at the David Marr Theater in Reading on February 9th. Adapted from the 2008 Disney Broadway production, this musical features the hit songs Part of Your World, She's in Love, and the Oscar-winning song Under the Sea, all with live music. Have your picture taken with your favorite character after each performance. Tickets may be purchased at the Cascade box office, online at cascadetheater.org, or by calling 243-8877.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to The Way. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. It is. Oh, gosh, we're running really late here, 747.
Welcome back to The What?
To The Way.
Oh.
That's the title of the song.
The title of the song, The Way. Yeah, we're not The Way, but the song was The Way.
A great tune out of the
90s. You know what? That's a good name for a show. The Way. All right.
Yeah.
Hey, let me jump into this one here. President Obama and his latest, you know, on his gun control. Let's talk about this. I'm just going to take one part of it because we've been talking about it a lot. But here's one part. He was just out on the streets yesterday talking about gun control. No weapons of war have a place on our city streets. Let's talk about that sentence. You know, when you say that, when he says that, people think of a semi-automatic rifle, which, by the way, there's lots of semi-automatic rifles out there that are not assault weapons, but they are semi-automatic rifles. But he says no weapons of war have a place on our city streets. Let's talk about that. Then that means, my friends, your bolt-action hunting rifles in the .308 30-06, 338 caliber are gone. They're weapons of war. That's your sniper rifles. All of your semi-automatic pistols, all of your semi-automatic pistols are gone. They're weapons of war. Because every service carries semi-automatic pistols. They carry different calibers. So if you have a .45 caliber that holds 7 rounds, you have a weapon of war. It doesn't have to be on the streets. 9mm, Doesn't have to be on the streets. No weapons of war have a place on our city streets. How about that 12-gauge hunting shotgun you got? Guess what? Weapon of war. We use them. We use them all the time. A 12-gauge shotgun. Use it for breaching, going in for clearing. They called them, they, you know, and during World War One and Two, they were used very effectively, and during all of our all wars since then, as a weapon of war. Your 12-gauge shotgun. Do you have one of those? Well, that's, a lot of people have that. Shoot trap with it. Even the president shoots trap. Or he says. For some reason, I just have a problem with that one. But it's a weapon of war. So what's that mean? No weapons of war have a place in our city streets. No weapons. Let's just say it. Honestly, they just come out and say no weapons. Like they have in Chicago. Oh, yo, that's right. Chicago is now averaging a murder a day. But the strongest gun lobby or gun laws in the country, they're averaging a murder a day with a gun, a handgun. Or just a murder day. I can't even tell you if it's a gun. It could be a baseball bat, but it's a murder a day. And it's weapons related. The plan is so radical that Obama's coming up with. And he points out, oh no, I think national registration. That's not what it's all about, my friends. Boy, it is about national registration. It is national registration. They would like to know everybody that owns a weapon. Any kind of weapon. They want to know when you buy ammo. They want you to have specific, they want you to have specific cause. They want you to have a license to buy a box of 22 ammo. To teach your grandkids how to shoot. Or your kids how to shoot. They want that. Again, it's control. The plan is so radical that Harry Reid, who heads up the Senate for the Democrats, probably won't support it. That's where we are right now. And that law is, and their rules are like half of what we're doing in California, what you're seeing coming down the road in California, where they will not be happy to anything that shoots a bullet. And a bullet is that little thing that's at the end of the cartridge that comes out the barrel. They're not going to be happy to all that's gone. Just get it through your heads. They want to take your weapons of law-abiding citizens like Linda, me, Bob, Mike, your friends, your family. They want to take those away from you. And they're going to do it. They're in the process of legislating it now. You need to stand up for this. You need to let the people know, hey, look, I don't agree with this. Where's my representatives? Where's the one that represents my side of life? Where are the ones that say what's fair for all of us, not what's fair for one small group? Where are they at? We'll be right back. KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
You know, don't tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from State Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866-241-STONE.
Signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices.
At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Who's calling, please?
Austin Towns. Danger's my middle name.
Here at Alliance, there's not any danger in having an Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system installed by our trained technicians.
Yeah, baby!
And an Energy Star heating and cooling system can help save on your energy costs, too.
Yay, capitalism!
Just call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642 in Reading, or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
Tune in for Haven Humane Society's Animal Talk the last Thursday of each month from 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR Free Fire Media. A Haven Humane Society staff member will make a guest appearance each month to take questions on air about the pet topic of the month. You'll learn about pet health care, pet adoptions, dog training, volunteering, and much, much more. So be sure and listen for Haven Humane Society's Animal Talk right here on KCNR 1460 on your radio dial.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR. Oh, yeah.
Love it.
That's how I like to get out of bed in the morning. As soon as my feet hit the floor, you know, there's certain songs that are like, yeah. Yeah, that feels really good. Like, I'm ready to put my clothes, do a shower, then put my clothes on, not the opposite way. Currently 42 degrees in the downtown studios. Partly sunny today with temperatures around 63. Partly cloudy tonight. Temperatures around 38. Carl looks at me sometimes like
I'm just shaking my head.
Just like some kind of alien. Well, I am. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Wednesday night, we're going to have rain. Showers likely on Thursday. Again, the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. They, we had the great joy of seeing Chef John Stadelli yesterday afternoon and, or yesterday morning. And, there are just a few reservations left for the lunch. It's a 5-course. It's going to be spectacular.
For Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Right. All right. I wanted to tell you again, another article I came across. City calculates how much time to allow for traffic. And we wonder why we feel so blessed living here. Drivers in the nation's most congested cities should add 38 to 95 minutes to many routine 20-minute trips if they want to arrive on time.
Wait, if you're going 20 minutes and you have to add up to an hour and a half?
Yes.
Okay, that's in the D.C. area, right?
Warns a new study on gauging unpredictable traffic. For the Washington, D.C. area, the study says drivers should set aside nearly 2 hours.
Well,
this is more than what we were saying.
Well, you know what? I told y'all when I lived in Arlington, I was heading across the river to DIA. If I was 6 minutes late leaving my house, it would cost me almost an hour in time. That's how fast it would clog up.
Exactly. And so, that's the DC area. It should sit around 2 hours. 114 minutes to arrive on time, 19 out of 20 times. For the Dallas area, it's 80 minutes, and for San Diego, 58. That's how much you need to tack on.
That's probably right.
If you have a 20 minute.
So if you've got a 20 minute drive someplace, you should give yourself, you know, easily 80 minutes if you're in San Diego, depending on.
And we think, remember when the bridge, people, I still have this thing inside that we have to be somewhere at 6 and I start getting ready at 4 because I just think we're going to get stuck in traffic and I can't help it. It's like, it's in there and I realize that we get on 5 and we take the turtle, like we're going to, you know, the convention center. We're there in 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Which means why I love being here. And I wanted to do a shout out to Estate Granite and Mike Huber. We are going to turn our keys over to, our kitchen over to Mike Huber and just let him have at doing the granite tops in our kitchen. I'm so excited. I have granite tile right now and hate it. So he's going to do the slab and the tile and the work. And I'm loving the fact that I'm just saying, Mike, do what you want. It's artistic expression. And a great shout out to him. It's such a professional feeling to know that you're just going, just do your thing. So
Mike Huber of Estate Granite. Yep. They're going to start tomorrow.
They're starting tomorrow. I'm excited.
Okay. All right. Okay. When we come back next hour, we have Congressman Doug LaMalfa will be our guest in starting our first monthly update from the Congressman. And he'll, he'll call in so we can figure out what's going on in D.C. This is Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. He wants to avoid automatic across-the-board spending cuts. So President Obama is working on a short-term budget plan. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
The president this afternoon expected to call for an interim package of tax revenue increases and spending cuts to delay the automatic sequester cuts due to hit the military and domestic programs. Under the No Budget, No Pay Act signed by the president yesterday, the debt ceiling was suspended until May 18th, and the House and Senate were required to pass budgets by April 15th or have their pay withheld. But the sequester is due to hit March 1st, potentially triggering layoffs and cutbacks by the military. The president concerned Congress won't get the budget issues resolved before then. Dave?
Now, Mike, this hour, immigration reform is on the president's agenda, meeting with liberal and labor leaders. Later, he'll sit down with CEOs to get their input. He went to court on what would have been Trayvon Martin's 18th birthday and accused murderer George Zimmerman tried to delay his trial. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown live in Miami.
Dave, George Zimmerman's lawyers claim prosecutors aren't being as forthcoming with their evidence as they should be, and so they need more time, like until November, to get their case ready. But the judge reminded them that the June start date was their idea.
On October 26th, this court, when we were in session, asked the parties when they would be ready for trial. And the response was June 2013. Based upon that, I issued my scheduling order.
And so she denies the request. Zimmerman still claims he shot and killed unarmed Trayvon Martin in self-defense, Dave.
Evan, they're relieved and rethinking things in Midland City, Alabama, now that a five-year-old boy held hostage for nearly a week has been rescued.
Many people here don't keep their doors locked. Things are going to change in our community.
The boy is said to be playing with toys and doing okay the day after the FBI rescued him in a raid in an underground bunker. The captor was killed. American skier Lindsey Vonn, who won a gold medal in the 2010 Olympics, suffered a bad crash in the World Championships in Austria. Vonn taken away by helicopter, hospitalized with a knee injury. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Israel's prime minister is urging Europe to draw the proper conclusions from a Bulgarian investigation that found Hezbollah carried out a deadly bus bombing on Israeli tourists last summer in a Bulgarian resort. Israel considers Hezbollah a terrorist group. The European Union does not. It took years to hunt down Osama bin Laden, but where he was finally found in Pakistan is going from hideout to amusement park.
A zoo, a mini golf course, and a paragliding club. Not the type of environment one usually associates with Osama bin Laden. But they'll all be part of a $30 million park being built near to where the Al-Qaeda mastermind was killed by US Navy SEALs. Authorities in Pakistan want to revive the cultural scene in Abbottabad. It's currently in the spotlight for all the wrong reasons, as the setting for the climax of Zero Dark Thirty.
You will never find him. He is one of the disappeared ones.
Lawmakers insist the park is part of a wider drive to improve cultural facilities rather than a direct attempt to shake off Abbottabad's tarnished image. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News Radio.
They're having a parade right now in Baltimore, celebrating the Ravens Super Bowl championship.
It's a dismal gray day in the city of Edgar Allan Poe, but hundreds of thousands of fans of the team bearing the name of Poe's most famous work are in a party mood as they celebrate the Baltimore Ravens Super Bowl victory.
We love our team.
We're the Ravens, baby.
It was meant to be. It was our time. This Super Bowl was meant to come back to Baltimore.
The team is parading from City Hall through downtown and eventually here to M&T Bank Stadium. And there is no place between here and there where you could fit another fan. In Baltimore, Rich Johnson, Fox News Radio.
It used to be big when PCs were all the rage.
Dude, you're getting a Dell.
But now Dell's being taken away from Wall Street. The company's going private in a $24 billion buyout deal. Meanwhile, the Dow is surging up 122 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, Community Radio for the North State. It is 8:05 today on February the 5th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live with KCNR1460.com. You know, hop in there, and a number of y'all have. Of course, Linda's here. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Be great to start the 8 o'clock hour here with great anticipation of the day. It looks like we have 42 degrees, actually, in the downtown studios of KCNR. Partly cloudy is the forecast today with temperatures around 63 and partly cloudy tonight with 38. Thursday, we go into 70% chance of showers and slight chance of showers. And the Friday, Saturday, we start to clear up again and sunny is beautiful. All temperatures are in the low 50s and 40s this week. So it's still turtle neck time.
Here it is. Okay, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisors for our Market Minute. Chris Lasonda. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading, and the markets are in positive territory. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 122 points at 14,002. The S&P 500 adding 14 points at 1,510, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 31 points at 3162. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 199 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's up $6.37 at $448.52, Google up $10.43 at $769.45, Microsoft adding 12 cents at $27.55, and Dell's up 11 cents at $13.38. Of local interest, Safeway's down a penny at $19.22, North Valley Bank down 84 cents at $15.79, and Harley-Davidson up 76 cents at $52.54. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.01%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.27. Oil's up 57 cents a barrel at $96.74. And precious metals are lower, with gold down $6.40 an ounce at $16.67.60, while silver's down 3 cents an ounce at $31.69. This is Chris Lasondek at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thank you very much, Chris. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 910 right here on KCNR. And if you want to give them a call, it's 530-243-7561 or visit them at Park Marina Drive. They are Wells Fargo Advisors. Okay. Let's see. We've gotten to the weather. We've gotten the Wells Fargo. We've got that. We're waiting, Congressman LaMalfa's phone call, which may be coming in right now. Tomorrow we're going to have on the Anderson Chief of Police. And, later on we've got some surprises for Thursday and Friday. And, even next Monday. So, we've got, Russ. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to have on.
Hang in there, buddy.
We're going to talk to Russ right after we take this quick break. We're going to talk again. We're going to talk gun control while we're waiting for the congressman's phone call.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh,
that lady's dog's about to... Oh, no, not there. Oh,
ew. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh, no, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Oh, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh, dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Scadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Come down to Wind River Casino and play your cards right on the third Thursday of the month from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. and join us for exciting fun as the 21 Pit turns up the volume and transforms into the ultimate party pit. Offering $1 select tables, drink specials, party pit pong, party wheel for free prizes, fifth cup giveaway, friendly dealers, and an exclusive DJ in the party pit. No one else in town offers this. For the party pit details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Make your hump day a bit more exciting. Join us at Wind River Casino's Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Get Over the Hump Comedy Wednesdays. Drink specials and laughs with friends. Enjoy a knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be better after a long day at the office? Laughs, drink specials, and a free live comedy show every Wednesday night. For all the details, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. It's better on the river.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah. Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl and the Bot. Community Radio for the North State. Good morning. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's for the coffee and other liquid drinks that you may really like. They meet or beat any tobacco prices in town, so you head on over to the walk-in humidor and other tobacco items. And of course, they assist our community in a lot of ways. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. All right, let's go to the phones. Russ, good morning.
Good morning.
You're on.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Good morning. You're live.
Oh, geek. I'm hot.
You're hot.
All right. I think what you meant to say, I'm sure it was not national background checks for firearms.
Yeah, that's what universal. They're looking at. That's what I'm thinking. Well, hang on. Okay, Russ, go on. I was getting a feedback here. Okay, we're on.
Okay.
All right. National background checks.
No, they're called universal background
checks. Oh, universal background checks. Okay.
Okay, now what that means is if you wanted to sell me your M1 Garand for $2, which I know will never happen, and I wanted to sell you my Mossberg 500 shotgun, you and I would have to go to Jones Fort or Bastiani Arms or someplace to a licensed dealer and have a background check.
Yep.
That's what the universal part about that is.
Yep, and, that's it.
All the libs are, like Chris Matthews, have a tingle up their leg when they hear that. But, that's really dangerous.
Well, the other thing, too, is they're trying, if you want to give your children, pass your weapons down to your children. Probably the same thing has to happen then. Yeah, the whole thing.
Okay. Well, that's it. I'll listen to you off.
Hey, great to hear from you. Boo.
Glad you're back.
So am I. All right. Thanks a lot, Boo. Okay. Hey, Congressman LaMalfa, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey. Hey, Carl, Linda, how you doing?
We're doing great. Fine. Hey, how are you doing?
You're sounding loud and clear.
Well, 3,000 miles worth of, tin can and string to go through here to get back there, right?
So, are you still sleeping on the floor or, back in your office, or have you?
The inflatable mattress is in the storage room right now. Yeah, it's the glamour of the place, but at least I can if I position it right, I can still see the Capitol out the window. Right?
Is that right? You have to put it on top of the desk, but you can sleep there looking out the window. Yeah. Do you have showers in each? And I know this is going to be so mundane, but are like showers? You have like full bathrooms in each of the offices?
Well, it's actually small stuff. It's interesting sometimes. So the deal is around here is that I think almost all the offices have a half a bath in them, and then there's a members' gym over in the Rayburn building, which is two buildings away in the lower basement down there. So you can go over there to do the workout thing and as well as have a place to shower and primp up and all that. And I think, the proprietor over there recommends you keep an old suit there in case you get called for a vote while you get caught in exercise. So you can just throw a suit on and run over to the Capitol building. That sort of thing. So
I was wondering why it was somewhat odoriferous there in the House of Representatives at times, but I guess you've just explained it.
Yeah. It probably wouldn't be from that. It would be more like what's on the bottom of your boots, perhaps.
Well, that could be, or what's flowing out there.
We were having trouble finding the gym one day, so as we were wandering around the bottom floor there, we ran into Paul Ryan, actually, and he's a workout guy, so I can tell everybody that I've actually been introduced to the gym by Paul Ryan.
Oh. Well, it's it's funny how he was a golden boy to about 10 o'clock on that evening, and then he became that guy to a lot of people. It's anyway, hey, we've got a lot of questions. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna take a quick break right now so we can come back and first of all get an update from you, and we wanted to talk about there's been some when you were on before you talked about why you voted about the debt ceiling. Mm-hmm. And there have been some things since then. We'd like to hear, want to talk to you about that again, the Second Amendment, the economy, the taxes, and things that you've heard up there that that maybe hasn't hit the press that we need to kind of be looking at or things we can help you with.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back. Our guest is Congressman Doug LaMalfa, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner at the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Thanks to your faithful and generous support, the Good News Rescue Mission is able to help people transform their lives from addictions and homelessness to becoming productive citizens again. In addition to a highly successful free recovery program, the mission, over the past 5 years, has provided over 1,800 chapel services, 360,000 nights of emergency shelter, and more than 1 million hot meals to our neighbors. Thank you again for helping to transform lives. I am Cesar Partida. This is the Good News, and this is our mission.
For more info, go to GNRM.org.
You know, don't tell my wife, but our granite countertops from Estate Granite Things are my favorite part of our home. I know as a man, it should be our awesome granite fire pit table that they created for our backyard, but our countertops are flawless. They even have this really cool, totally custom lighting. And with their amazing selection of pattern, finishes, and edging, it fit our kitchen seamlessly. Like I said, don't tell my wife. She thinks it was her idea to redo the kitchen. Estate Granite Things, 241-7866 or 241-STONE.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is Smoked, the best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
Join the conversation in our chat room,
KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebaugh. Our guest is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Good morning and welcome back, Congressman.
Thanks for having me on.
Okay, when you were on before, we had a time to talk about raising of the debt ceiling and your vote on that. And, in case, you know, not everybody had heard that or had seen anything that you had, you know, that's been written about it. Could you talk to us a little bit about that?
Certainly. The situation was that, the nation had to hit its debt ceiling, on December 31st. And so it was at the point there where it was now having to do a bunch of Rob Peter, pay Paul accounting tricks in order to keep things going from that point, which was, it was due to run out somewhere, maybe mid-February, the 1st of March, depending on how far they stretch it. And so that issue came up pretty early on in my tenure here after having been sworn in. So what was different about this discussion here is that instead of just a willy-nilly debt ceiling increase of typically $1 trillion, this one was linked to the No Budget, No Pay plan, which was part of the piece of legislation here. And what this one sought to do was, instead of, again, the typical raise the debt $1 trillion, this one would open it up for a 90-day period here while the hard work on preparing the new budget for the year, but also taking a look at the sequestration, which is the automatic cuts that are scheduled to start hitting here in a few weeks, to the budget that had been agreed on in the past. Sequestration is coming, the continuing resolutions, which I know this is a lot of Washington talk here, but the continuing resolutions are the temporary budget measures that are used to pass when they can't agree on a full budget. So that's the temporary ones. So all these things are coming to ahead at the same time during the early part of this coming spring. So what we're faced with is that if the debt ceiling hits first before all that, then it's going to be, all right, you Republicans, you're just going to shut down the government here instead of doing your job or getting after fixing the things with the budget, doing something about the sequestration that doesn't cut in the way that it's planned to do right now, as well as the continuing resolution. Is there going to be a budget comes out? So what this strategy was, and it was widely agreed upon within the conference here, was that this changes the playing field from government shutdown by the Republicans, which we always lose to instead moving the debate to what are we going to do about the long-term budget process? Are we going to go in the direction of the Paul Ryan plan, which moves to actually balance the budget over a 10-year period, or are we going to continue with the way the president and the Democrats in the Senate want to do? So what we've seen, what this has actually done with the no budget, no pay, it's for the first time in almost 4 years has smoked the Senate out to say, yes, we will finally do a budget on their own. We're going to find out what their priorities are over on the Senate side, which I think will truly shine a light on what the priorities are for they in the White House. We're hearing as much as $3 trillion in new taxes and additional spending at a time when the government needs to be reducing its spending. So all these things work at the same time on that. We felt like that in this particular situation and point in time that a temporary extension on the debt ceiling for a 90-day period made a lot more sense instead of going into the bunker on the government shutdown stuff. We talked to Newt Gingrich about that a while back, who's the last Republican leader, the last speaker to go through government shutdown. He said that doesn't play well for any of us at all, because all the hype is going to be is that everybody out there isn't getting paid and, you know, Social Security gets shut down, all that stuff. So we can't hardly even have a debate on it on that basis. So
yeah,
working that over for about 6 days on that, I looked at all these things and said I thought the better strategy for us to move towards actual better budgeting and a more responsible debate on that would be this temporary increase.
Okay, well, if we're supposed to have Obama's budget and it hasn't happened, it's supposed to be the first, February 1st, and that's not here, but so sometimes they're a week or so late. What if this doesn't smoke it out? Would you vote?
Already, Chuck Schumer, during this whole play we made here has now said, oh yeah, we're going to do a budget. We're going to do one. We meant to do one, right? So.
Yeah, but he also said you may get a budget you don't like.
Well, that's fine, but put it out there on the table. Let's see what it is. Put it out in front of the American people and show us what Chuck Schumer and the Senate Democrats' priorities are. You know, they dominate that House over there, and they're likely to be working pretty closely with the president on what their budget should look like. So let's see what your plan looks like. So the play we're going to do today, we're going to do a vote on the rule today on the president requiring him to put out a plan, not just to put any budget out here by, you know, again, it's already late. He might put one out within a month. We want to see what the president's plan for balancing a budget would look like over whatever his time frame is. You know, does he want to do one in 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20, or never? So we're moving with legislation to get that debate going on, Mr. President. What is your plan to truly balance the budget, or do you ever have one?
Is there if this one doesn't come to fruition, are the Republicans going to continue to raise the debt limit? The debt ceiling? If this ploy doesn't work, I mean, it sounds like, okay, we're going to cut your pay off if you don't do this. But if that doesn't work, are we going to continue raising that debt limit?
This plan we have gets us out until mid-May, approximately May 19th. And so I would say watch what happens during the upcoming, again, discussion on the leftover bits of the fiscal cliff. Some of those things were only for a couple months. They expire on the continuing resolutions and on the sequestration. So all these different things move at the same time on the budget, on the automatic budget cuts and sequestration, and the leftovers from the fiscal cliff that are going to come into play here soon, okay, too. There's a lot of moving parts here at one time. If in mid-May we're unable to fight for or battle out or negotiate any results that are going to be long-term good for the country's debt situation, for its moving towards a balanced budget, then I think you're going to see, instead of maybe quite possibly you're going to see, instead of the standoff having been the other day, then you're going to see the standoff come perhaps in May, late May, because no progress is made. Uh-huh. At that point there, hey, we can all get into the bunker together and just watch what happens and write it down.
Doug, we got three.
I thought we had to make at least one
effort,
good try at this thing before we go into that. Okay. Basically DEFCON or whatever you want to call it, you know.
Okay, we got about 3 minutes left, and I just, you know, real quick, what are you looking at the Second Amendment? Does it look like, you know, or does it look like they're not going to pass any sweeping bills in Congress about this?
You know, Senator Feinstein has for years wanted her so-called assault weapon, which I don't use those words anymore.
No.
It's just they're sporting rifles, okay? They're perfectly legal. They're not automatic guns, which have been banned since been banned since the 30s. I think they're going to have a very difficult time even getting something through the Senate, but, you know, anything can happen at the last minute over there on the more wide-ranging stuff, either with magazine size limitations or the type of weapon you're allowed to own as it is.
I wonder if Democrats have, like, is it magazine envy? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I won't go there with you. But
you can use like that line. Hey, okay, we got like 2 minutes left. Hey, Doug, have you been able to take a deep breath yet?
I do when I get off the plane and breathe Northern California air in Sacramento, you know?
We just did a whole special. It was an article on the traffic in Washington, D.C. that you need to, tack on another 2 hours at certain points of the day in traveling. So thank God
we've been pretty lucky with getting back and forth between Dulles Airport and the down, you know, the Capitol area, which is about a 40-minute ride when things are going smoothly. And so far we've hit that right and, you know, got here, you know, 3:30 in the day or what have you, just ahead of the worst.
Well, so, and we also
otherwise, I try to do things in walking distance of the buildings here. There's a lot of places you can go get a meal.
Do you wear your cowboy hat?
I haven't wanted to get it crushed in the airplane yet.
Well,
that probably comes out the next trip.
Doug, we want you to know we thought about you with the Super Bowl Farmers ad.
Yes.
That we thought about are the people we know that are farmers that are have been, you know, the backbone of our country. And we went, Doug LaMalfa, the LaMalfa family was involved in that mindset of that time.
Well, thank you. I was staying as far away from the TV as I could for most of the Super Bowl there until the second half, just kind of watching around the corner, you know, like if it's a scary movie.
Hey, yeah, you know, we've got to run. You know, you've got to go now. It's, but this is just the first time for a monthly update that we're going to have our congressman on our show to tell us what's going on so we can ask the congressman.
Thanks for having me on. Have confidence here, you know, on all this stuff going on. I'm trying to make the best decisions that are going to move us forward here. So I'm not in favor of this debt ceiling business, and we're going to really play brass tacks here soon. So,
all right.
Anyway, thank you for having me on today.
All right. Thanks a lot, Congressman. We'll be right back after the news.
Proposed Congress passed a small package of spending cuts and tax reforms to put off automatic spending cuts.
The sequester is due to hit March 1st, potentially triggering layoffs and cutbacks by the military.
Fox Radio's Mike Makowicz, a White House official saying that uncertainty surrounding the sequester is already having a negative impact on our economic growth. In Baltimore, thousands of Ravens fans turning out to celebrate their team's Super Bowl victory.
Get some good pitches, and I'm going to follow the parade all the way to the stadium.
Still a mystery, though, why the lights cut out during the big game Sunday.
There appeared to be concerns about the power going out at the Superdome as far back as last October. Officials warned in a memo that tests on electrical feeders showed decay and a chance of failure.
Fox Radio's Jennifer Kuiper. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Gun owners of California United Redding Chapter cordially invites you to attend our fourth annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Redding Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
Ah yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State. Good morning. 8:35 in the morning, February the 5th. Just had Congressman Lamoff on talking about debt ceilings and the Second Amendment and all these things. He's a busy man, so we're going to have him on, though, monthly. Every month, Congressman Lamoff is going to give us updates. Anywhere, and we'll catch him on as long as we can. Keep him on the show there. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. Man's last stronghold. What can I say? Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue.
All right. So we have special guests. I love this last minute. Can we call in? I said, well, come in really fast because, you know, we're on the phone with Lamoff out of Washington, and, you know, there happened to be time. So thank you for just being Johnny on the spot. Our guests this morning is Michelle Martin Strebe and Michael Burke. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
Michelle Martin is with, the Record Searchlight. And of course, we pulled from the Record Searchlight, and they are sponsoring this. Life is short. Eat desserts first. It's the sixth annual.
Yes.
And it is a complete success. Every year.
Yes, it is.
So February 12th, it's at the Turtle Bay Exploration Park. What, you know, Mike, do you want to kick off and tell us
Sure. What's
happening? Because the proceeds are going to the Shasta Family Justice Center.
Absolutely. You guys have been, as I've said every time I'm on the air, such a big supporter of the Justice Center and Women's Refuge from the very start of the center opening 2 years ago. You guys have been there. And just in, you know, as you know, we merged in 2012 at the beginning with the Women's Refuge. And just this calendar year, just 2012, we had 5,100 visits for service. And we're fully funded by
staggering numbers.
It's staggering numbers. And
it's growing still.
I always talk about kind of a bell curve. I think that the numbers are so high because people have found out we're here.
Yeah.
And, you know, doing things like this and making sure the community knows that the Family Justice Center is here to help victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, child abuse, and elder abuse has really got people reporting.
And that's all of our citizens. It's not just women.
It's not just women.
All,
it's
you
men.
Have men coming in all the time. Too.
Absolutely. Men, children, elderly, veterans, anybody in the community who's affected by family violence. Our goal is to eliminate it and put me out of work. But right now we're on the other end of it. I think what's happening, 1 in 4 women are victims of family violence sometime in their life. So only 25% of the people report the domestic violence crimes, and there's over 200 calls to law enforcement each month in this community. So you do the math, you're about 800. That's why we're seeing the increase. I think you're going to see the stats come out next year. More people are reporting, and eventually, hopefully, we're going to level off at this top and start coming down the other end as victims are breaking the cycle of violence. So when the Searchlight came to us, when Michelle and Shauna said, we want to do Eat Desserts First and benefit what you do because we believe in you, in the organization. We were thrilled because, one, who doesn't love to eat desserts, right? 2 hours of all the desserts you can eat, knowing that the proceeds and the raffle prizes and everything you do helps victims of family violence. It's a win-win.
So, Michelle, how long have you been with Record Searchlight?
Almost 15 years.
That's how long I was there.
Yes. A long time.
Been a few changes over there,
been
huh?
Changes. Yes. And, you know, we see you always, coming to so many events and you've been such a staple in the community as far as really, going out and moving forward to do things that, that you believe in.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen you at so many events. This one, why did, the Record Searchlight, and Michelle, you had to go to the people, and say, hey, I really want us to get involved with this.
Mm-hmm.
What is your personal story with why you decided to go with Eat Desserts First?
Shauna Cannon, our publisher, was the publisher in, Hawaii. At a paper there, and I think it was their Rotary had done this type of event. So when she moved here 6 years ago, she said, we need to do something like this. It's so much fun. We didn't have one at the time. You know, think about the community 6 years ago. We didn't even have a vibrant downtown at the time. So we said, let's try it. And we have been extremely successful. We basically go to about 20 or 30 bakeries and restaurants in town. And ask them to donate bite-sized desserts to this, and it can be unusual. The more unusual, the better, because then people really get a huge variety at this event. And one, the food industry has been extremely supportive of this, and probably because we're not asking for a tremendous amount. We're asking for small bite-sized pieces that we can serve, and we serve hundreds of them at this event. The other thing that makes it really work is that people come to the event. It's February 12th, 5:30 to 7:30 at Turtle Bay Museum. They get to see the museum. They get to walk around. They get to see their friends. They get to see whatever exhibit is on. And next week there will be an exhibit open specifically for our guests.
Wow. Yeah,
and so they get to take a little break from all the sugar, and then they can come back, and after they see the exhibit, they can come back and get their champagne and pick up a little tiramisu here, a little espresso brownies there, or, you know, mousse or whatever it is that gets their fancy.
And let me say, for those who have not been to the museum, that where they hold this event inside, once you get past, you know, the entryway, it's to see the exhibit is in the same area. It's mm-hmm. not like you have to walk. So for those people may have a hard time getting around,
mm-hmm.
it's all in the same area.
Right, right.
You just walk through a door and it's right there. Right.
Well, one nice thing about walking around the area like you were talking about is that we're going to have raffle prizes. And we're so close to Valentine's Day. One of the raffle prizes we put together was a year worth of dates. So we got 15 different restaurants to donate meals. We have tickets to the Cascade Theater, to the Civic Auditorium, to Riverfront Playhouse. So, you know, you and a loved one can go, if you win this prize, which is, you know, dollar raffle ticket, can you win you this year's worth of dates?
So you're not providing a date too.
No. You gotta find your own date.
I just want to make that really clear.
Michelle, being a journalist, can help you out with match.com if you need it. But, we also have like KitchenAid mixer, Dan Frisi's going to go into your home and cook. And just your neighbor over here, Mimi Mosley's doing a wine pairing and cupcakes.
She's
so
amazing.
Cupcakes and wine. And she has tickets for sale there.
She is amazing.
Store.
Well, let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to hear more about Eat Desserts First and with our guests, Michelle and Michael. And this is Carla Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Shoot him. My wife is a hero. She protected her kids. She did what she was supposed to do as a responsible, prepared gun owner.
This is Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. The time is now for safe, effective, NRA-certified firearms training. And if I can provide your firearms, ammunition, and the best training in the state, visit us at Sportsman's Warehouse, online at NorCalFI.com, or call us at 999-1822. NFI.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642. Or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
We love to hear stories from business owners like Dustin Ramsey of Impressive Lawn Care. Dustin purchased his third F-150 from Crown. And Dustin says, I went to several dealers, but came back to Crown again. They had the truck I wanted and for the best price. No pressure, and financing was a breeze. A nice experience and a very cool place. Thanks, Dustin. We think it's pretty cool, too. Come see us at Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
So, Chris, second Tuesday in February is at Mazatlan's.
I'm packed and ready to leave.
Not in Mazatlan, at Mazatlan Grill Mexican Restaurant.
I was looking forward to a vacation in Mexico.
Won't you join us Tuesday, February 12th at Mazatlan Grill on Hilltop Drive for some great Mexican food and good company as Mazatlan Grill donates a percentage of their proceeds to Haven Humane Society. It's all about helping the animals and an evening out with friends.
I still need a vacation.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Fridays 10 to 11 a.m. for Agenda 21 Radio. Right here on Free Fire Radio 1460 KCNR.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State. It is 8:45 in the morning. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff at Crackmaster can do something nobody else does. He guarantees his work, whether it's a small chip or cracks up to 24 inches in length. Head on down to 3280 Market Street right here in Redding or give him a call at 530-241-8373. Best thing is if Jeff can't fix it, and there's very, 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 very few things he can't fix on a windshield.
That's three berries.
That's berries.
That's a lot of berries.
That's why I do not use the three berry unless I know, because he fixed a 12-inch crack in my windshield and he came and see it. And that was like 4 years ago.
It's true.
Anyway, if you can't fix it, what he'll do, he'll say, I can't fix that. Instead of taking your money.
Yeah.
And which is what some other
honesty.
Organizations do. And, you know, I'm not, you know, the thing is, he's honest, a veteran, and if you want to get your windshield repaired, Redding at Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
All right, we're talking about the 6th annual, it's called Life is Short, Eat Desserts First. Phenomenal event that's happening. It's a chocolate indulgence from 5:30 to 7:30, February 12th at the Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Our guests today are Michelle Martin Strebe. I love it. She's hyphenated her last name and her husband's last name. That is so European these days.
Ew.
I have no idea. I had a photographer friend who was, he did this and he hyphenated his name with his wife's name. I think it's cool. And Michael Burke. And we know that the event, is happening, $20 tickets. Absolutely. And the proceeds from this event are going to the Shasta Family Justice Center. Michelle, tell us who the sponsors are and where we can get tickets.
Yes, I sure will. We will have, like we said, a variety of desserts, hundreds of different kinds of desserts. You name it, we're going to have it. Anything from tiramisu and red velvet cake to
two of my favorites. Hello.
And panadas, and we just got some flan donated yesterday, and all kinds of brownies, even Mary's Pizza brownies.
Let me
tell you about the tickets.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. The tickets, you cannot get them at the door. You do need to get them at, Cold Stone Creamery, who's donating lots of ice cream and frozen yogurt. Sweet Spot, is Sandy Specialties, which is a cake and catering place in Cottonwood. Mary's Pizza Shack, both their locations, Anderson and Redding. At the Shasta Family Justice Center, of course. at the Friends of the Library bookstore, which is inside the library and open pretty much every day that the library's open, at Record Searchlight, of course, and online. It's reading.com/desserts.
And this last one in is Mosley Sellers. Just Mimi said she'd have some tickets available just down the street from the station here.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. That's right next door here. 1326 Market Street. We're here. They're right next door. And just an idea, just to put this in your, like a little bug in your cap. Guys and girls, you're thinking about Valentine's Day. There's the big thing, 14th. Well, a lot of times it's really hard to go out on the 14th because things are full and they're packed. How about do something special and go out two nights earlier with your sweetheart and make it a really special event because it's going to charity. The tickets will go to charity. You can enjoy your desserts and perhaps maybe your dollar ticket could win a spectacular raffle prize that is the gift that keeps giving.
You know, it's amazing. I watch the audience every year and we have such a wide range. We have young people going out on dates. We've got people taking their moms. This is a special mom or sister, girls' night out. We have a lot of friends who meet down there, but it is a totally wide range of folks who come. Sometimes we'll have families who will meet down there and just, you know, forget dinner. We're just going to have dessert today, and they totally enjoy eating all the different kinds of desserts plus enjoying themselves at the museum.
Well, you brought in two tickets.
And they're $20 a piece, and guess what?
We'd like to give them away.
Fantastic.
To the first caller, 530-605-4567. You get two tickets to eat dessert first, $20 tickets.
And that is for the 12th.
A week
so
from
you
today.
You can go right after work at 5:30. There you are, Turtle Bay. It's a spectacular event. I've been and I can only just tell you that it's a great night. So give us a call at 605-4567.
5:30 to 7:30.
And enjoy your two tickets.
Dutch raffle, champagne, chocolate indulgence, games and fun.
And some of the prizes you can get, Carl, I mentioned them before the break. Jeter's Playhouse is doing a party for 15 kids. We have Gemini Aviators giving away a free scenic flight. So for $1, you can get a 45-minute flight above Reading. We have Wind River Casinos putting together a high rollers package with a staycation, if you will. It's a night at the Hilton, $50 at Elements, $50 in free play, two rounds of golf, and two car washes. That's just one prize package right there.
This is like, you know, I love this, again, this great feeling that comes from this community outreach. Those are spectacular prizes.
It's amazing community that we work and live in. They've helped the Family Justice Center, Women's Refuge, victims of family violence so much. And this event will encapsulate all of that. Plus, you can indulge your sweet tooth.
Well, thank you so much. We do have a winner. Michelle, you look so beautiful today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Michelle,
you look great.
For the listeners that are, she is in a teal gray and she's got this incredible blue eye. She is so
and
put
a great
together.
Smile.
Absolutely.
We have to take a break here, but Jeff won the ticket. So,
congratulations,
thank you very
Jeff.
Okay. And we're going to take a quick break here again. We're talking about Eat Desserts First. It's a week from today and it's a great way to raise money for the Family Justice Center. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Even though we are in the middle of winter, now is the time to check on what you are paying for propane. The price difference between companies right now could be as much as $1 per gallon. Also, if you are like me, you want to talk to a real person on the phone, not a machine. When you call us at Shasta Gas, you'll be talking to my daughter Karen or our customer service reps, Sandy or Diane. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793.
Gun Owners of California United Reading Chapter cordially invites you to attend our fourth annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Reading Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
When it's time to change oil, take your car to a place that'll do it right. Autolube. Family-owned Autolube means you get the kind of quick, friendly service just like family. We take extra care of your car, making sure to check all of the vital areas, including the differential, master cylinder,
power steering, and more. Autolube uses Chevron lubricants to protect your engine. After your visit, we're confident you'll drive away happy. Chevron and Autolube, where we treat you like one of the family. Autolube, with four locations to serve you.
Everybody's talking about Tapas Downtown, restaurant and bar, bringing fresh new flavors to downtown Reading. A great place to meet for any meal, Tapas Downtown is locally owned and offers a casual dining experience and an all-original menu. Try us for Tapa Hour, tasty cocktails and tapa specials every day, including late night on Friday and Saturdays. Find us in downtown Reading on Oregon Street or call 247-7299. Tapas Downtown, always fresh, always delicious, never a dull meal.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. You know, for years, I've tried to stay in shape. Sometimes life gets busy with family, work, activities, so it takes a commitment to take time to work out, and that's a good thing. I know I personally feel so much stronger, clearer, and that I have been good to myself when I do work out. So I go to Adamson's Peak Performance, hands down the gym of choice. The staff of highly skilled trainers approach you like a family. If you suffer from chronic pain or a recent injury, the team at Adamson's will design a program to help you be your best. Go to the experts at Adamson's Peak Performance. Feel safe, informed, fulfilled. It's more than a gym. It's a family. Adamson's Peak Performance also has boot camps. In fact, I'm in one right now. My husband has noticed a difference, and so do I. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli, next to Yak's.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gate.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Community radio for the North State. Carl and Linda Bott, our last segment, 8:55 in the morning. February. You know why I keep saying January 5th? I have it written down here, January 5th.
Why?
Because...
Well, because it was early.
Because I'm silly.
Hey, stop by and visit Steve Roberts and the crew today. Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Ram dealership serving Reading and surrounding areas. They carry a selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit all of your needs. They take pride. They have great ratings. Go by and see them on Cypress Avenue, 223-2177. Crown Motors.
Can I say something about that? The commercial on the Super Bowl that's gone viral.
It's true.
Paul Harvey talking about farmers.
The late
Paul Harvey.
Great Paul Harvey.
Was a Ram commercial.
Yep. I'm reading the pros and cons, and people are like upset the fact that it was in, you know, the truck was parked in front of a hog. You know, what is it called when you do, not a slaughterhouse? Well, I guess what it would be called. Processing plant. And I thought, well, you know, come on.
Then don't eat pigs.
Yeah.
Sometimes, political correctness to me is just going too far.
We are so scary with political correctness now.
And you,
can I lift my left arm up? Are you going to say that I'm not lifting it up?
Are you? Wait,
I'm on.
Can it be that you're speechless?
No, yes, because I'm not sure in the political correct world if I can actually have a tone in my voice.
Well, when you're talking about gays allowing gays.
I was just curious to hear what people thought.
Well, we had comments. We didn't get a chance to get back to them. And one of them said it should be some interesting merit badges.
In the Boy Scouts. That was a tongue in cheek. Comments.
Oh, you're not allowed to do that anymore.
Can't have tongue-in-cheek?
No.
Well, you know what? You think you're upset
Johnny
about...
Johnny Carson would have just absolutely not been okay, because Johnny Carson always did double entendres, tongue-in-cheek.
Well, with some
great comedian and great times.
Well, and sometimes it's gotten so much more. I mean, there's so much more allowed on TV during the children's, you know, when they're talking about, oh, no, if it's after 9 o'clock, you can do these things. You know, like 2 and a Half Men get pretty specific about a lot of things, but they were after 9 o'clock. Well, guess what? All their reruns are played between 5 and 9. So you've got a kid that's on there wanting to ask you about, well, what's this mean? Well, see, you know, so much for trying to keep the kids protected. You know, by the time they're 18, 21,000 acts of violence or murders they've seen. From the time, either from cartoons, movies, TV shows, video games, whatever, that's a lot of violence.
Reaping that whirlwind.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I was curious, quickly, I know you're looking at the clock here. I wanted to talk about also what what's transpired with different comments on people with me personally about what you think about the Super Bowl and Beyonce as well as Alicia Keys. I know we got to quickly go, but you know, most of the comments that I've heard about Beyonce, see, I think that, you know, it's the Super Bowl. I think we're kind of numb at this point, but for many people, it was like stripper dancing, groin action, a little too in your face, a little too, bumps and grinds for halftime at Super Bowl. I'm saying this is kind of where our entertainment has gone.
Yeah. It has. It has gone there. And, you know, and the fact is, Lauren says, I'm not going to watch it because we've gotten to the point where when you're having a Super Bowl halftime, it's not about America. It's about bumps and grinds.
This is what's really nice about the ventriloquist winning America's Got Talent. Old-fashioned, great entertainment.
Okay, now, tomorrow, I'm taking a look at this, but did you realize that President Obama and his administration have issued protocols for killing Americans with drones? Oh, you're saying, oh, no, that means if they're just bad. Well, we're going to talk about this tomorrow. And this is something you need to start paying attention. The show on this tomorrow, suffice to say that it's a very broad interpretation of who terrorists are and the implementation of this. It doesn't mean just the senior leaders in Al-Qaeda. If it's an American, it's a senior leader in Al-Qaeda. It could be your next door neighbor. It could be you. How? Well, we're going to talk about that tomorrow. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State. Join us tomorrow. Also the chief of police from Anderson and also AmFets are going to be with us. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. For the first time since the Great Recession, the U.S. government is suing a ratings agency for giving thumbs up on risky mortgages. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
Standard & Poor's denies any wrongdoing, but the government says the ratings firm knowingly misled investors about subprime mortgages. Attorney General Eric Holder calling the lawsuit a historic step forward.
To punish the conduct that is believed to have contributed to the worst economic crisis in recent history.
This is the government's first major action against any of the credit ratings agencies that stamped seals of approval on those mortgage bundles before the 2008 housing bust. S&P argues the U.S. government was also unable to predict the subprime crisis. Lisa.
Jared, President Obama speaks next hour, set to appeal for more time to avoid automatic budget cuts. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
Anxiously watching the calendar, President Obama will call on Congress to pass a short-term package to put off the automatic